Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy getting your apartment together.
Thank you so much for that. My apartment does look amazing, and there's nothing anyone can do to take that from me.
They simply can't.
No.
You've got things hanging now. It's obviously, you painted a while ago. We've put up half of the wallpaper in your bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom will finish, because we'll finish together with the wallpaper. Then I'm going to paint a little. Then I'm going to put the art up, and it's going to be
such a day.
I've never had a poppin' bathroom, but honey,
it's about to
be poppin'. Yeah.
You are about to.
And then my living room is like just to die for.
Yeah.
I walk out and every day I'm just like, I guess I'm a princess. Like,
you are a princess.
I'm a queen. Yeah.
I came over on Saturday and helped hang a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks so lovely.
It looks stunning.
It really does.
I returned the drill.
Oh, the screwdriver?
The screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed by that. Yeah, me too, because I was like, these $7 will never get returned to my card.
I know.
And they did.
I'm impressed, though, because before it'd be like, no, I'm not returning. I simply can't.
Yeah, like that. And yesterday I said, bitch.
Do it.
I wasn't that busy that it was like, oh, and I wanted to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So it felt like a great opportunity, and it was.
Wow. Look at that. And just really for was. Anyone who is curious, we did buy a screwdriver the other day to help. And then we realized that the little bits were on the inside. And we said, what if that crazy screwdriver you have at home is the same way?
Exact same.
And it was indeed. So listen, we live, we learn.
We live, we learn. Here we are. And you know what? Love is in the air.
What?
Because fall is here and it's just like,
it's your love season.
It's really romantic.
Oh, I do, you know, love, I mean, fall. I do. I had a hard time growing up. Fall was always my favorite season. Loved it.
Okay. Like, then what happened? I don't
Thanksgiving get it. stands as my favorite holiday. But then I think, you know, in some of the darker years, if you will, it's like fall is just before the darkness and the cold of winter. So it just became like, I couldn't enjoy it because I was too fearful of what was to come. Mm. But I feel like I'm doing better about that. Yeah, I'm still nervous about winter. Please know that. But
yeah,
especially now. But
well, we went shopping on Saturday, and both got literally stunning dresses that actually define us.
Did they not? They really do.
They really do. It's like sometimes we are who we are. And so Claire got, and I'd like to say I really like was like, you need to get this dress. But
I mean, yes, you did.
Claire
you
put did. On this really cool. I don't know what I would describe the material as.
It's like a crinkled silk. Like, it has a texture to the silk. It's not just.
And it's got a really cool neckline.
Very cool neckline.
Black.
Like asymmetrical.
Yeah, black.
It's like a black silk dress. When and where am I wearing it? No one knows.
But I think that's. It could be tomorrow you wear it.
Watch me.
With sneakers and a jean jacket.
And a jean jacket, I'm out the door.
Exactly. And then I bought like a puffy sleeved, almost rainbow dress.
Yes.
And that's who we are.
It's so perfect. It's so perfectly us.
Yeah.
From and that was Farm exciting. Rio, which is one of your favorites.
Oh, I love it. So mine's coming. I had to order it. But I'm getting it. And when I get it, it's over for you.
It's
hoes.
Over. It's over really for you. Over. Hoes. And you can't put a jean jacket on that one because those sleeves are super.
No, you can't. They're you have puffy. To be. That's what it is. And it's pretty boobalicious, which I love.
It is boobalicious.
It's crazy that I went from like,
I don't
I'll
have
never
them
show
never
my
ask about my
to
breasts.
Like, I'm trying to show them to like, it doesn't show my boobs enough.
I, I cannot explain to you. I said this a couple of weeks ago when we were cleaning out your closet.
I know.
The transformation.
I know.
That I have witnessed, that others have witnessed, is shocking.
It's crazy.
Shocking. It's crazy. Wonderful. It's wonderful because I think you're more confident in yourself, and that's why there's been such transformation. But still, it's just like, wow. I don't know how to compute.
It's hard for everybody. Right? I know.
It really is. It really is. But we did have fun.
We had such a fun time.
On Saturday. It was a lovely time.
I have to tell you about a date I went on.
I wish you would.
Can I?
I wish you would. Okay. That's why we're here today.
That is why we're here. I went on a date the other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was with this guy who's like very much my type. Okay.
Does he have a beard?
He has scruff.
Okay.
It's not a full beard. It's like Jake Gyllenhaal. It's a Jake Gyllenhaal look. It's like scruff, but dark scruff and like kind of dark curly hair, which is like, I love that. You know what I mean?
You do love it.
That's a fiddler on the roof. You know what I mean? So really cute guy and tall and like just cute.
Of course.
And nice and funny. And we're like having this really great, fun conversation. And I'm like, I like have little butterflies. Like I was like, okay, I'm like listening.
I'm
like,
sorry.
I know I'm present. I'm here. He's like really interesting. He has like a fun job. He, you know, seems close to his sisters. There's like such great things going on. I don't even know how we got on the topic.
Yeah.
But so at one point we're talking, I don't know how we got on the topic, and he was like, blah, 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 I'm bisexual, blah, 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 blah.
Just like in passing.
It was really great. It was great in the sense of that we didn't sit in it.
Yeah.
Because what I realized is I have a lot of like kind of stereotypes, and I guess like, it's interesting because it wasn't on his profile. Like, it did not say that,
that's fine.
Yeah. And I don't even know. I think that I'm not alone when I say, like, pretty much all of my girlfriends are bisexual.
Yeah.
And, like, every woman should be. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when I think about it, like, a male partner that I am interested in, absolutely. I'm like, well, I'd love him to... I don't know. I've just always...
There's absolute judgment with that.
Yeah, there's absolute judgment with that. And so when he said it, it was crazy because I was just looking at him and I was like, I would have never, ever guessed. And then I was like, why would I have to?
It's not... Yeah, it doesn't...
Right. Why would I have to guess that? Because also, you know... I never really believe in saying numbers, past partners, like that's, we don't need to. And also the way you explore yourself sexually is completely your business.
Whatever you want to do.
But I just sat, I mean, part of it might have to do with like, you know, my upbringing, what would my parents think, like whatever, which is like, why the fuck do I care about that? Which I don't, but I think that I just had to sit in my own uncomfortable, like, stereotypes for a second and then realize that with anything it's like I should just look at the person in front of me.
Absolutely.
Like it's like what I used to say, it's like I need disorder but I don't leave room for discussion. It's like it's a fact about me.
There's nothing odd about it, whatever. But I do think in going back to, it's interesting because I think how society has dealt with men who identify as bisexual versus women.
Right.
It's like there's so much more judgment. It's like there's almost, I think growing up and like even in the not so distant the past.
Yeah.
The idea was men who identify as bisexual are just homosexual, because that's a term that used to be used, right? But then it's like, dealing with their sexuality, so they're just saying bi.
Right.
When maybe that is the case, but I think that
Well, no, I mean, okay.
We're learning that there's so much more to, it's not so black and white with the stair step in between as bi, right?
Here's the other thing too, which is so funny. But like the ideal of even having labels is so damaging to everybody.
Absolutely.
The fact that people have to fit into certain categories is damaging.
Yeah, because people need to understand.
Well, also...
I need to put you into a box. So please explain to me.
Yeah, I'd like to put you into
a box.
But for
what?
It's funny because, like... It's interesting because we run from a society... It's like we run from labels in a way as a society. Like we run from gender labels to create new...
labels,
gender labels, like we run from labels to create more labels so that more people can feel like they're not fitting in a label. And it's like, why do we have labels if people can just identify however the fuck they want to identify? But you know, labels, I think the problem with labels is that there are boxes in it, there's misunderstanding. Like I have a lot of compassion and sympathy for people who are bisexual because I think it's really difficult because essentially you quote lose your label once you're partnered, right once you're quote
absolutely
partnered, even
if you
though,
happen to be with whoever that you're with, you're then therefore whatever that falls
see
under.
She was straight all along, see she was gay all along,
absolutely
right, we take away their label and because to the naked eye or to I don't even know, it's this or that. And I think that's really damaging. And I think that I could understand why that's like, I don't know. I can just understand that. But I guess what I realized is that I'm very like happy and open with women being bisexual. But I do have like, I had a lot of just like weird, I guess, preconceptions and feelings about it that, you know, he just didn't fit in the what I would think of the boxes. But again, I don't
what
even
is that
know
box?
What is a box? What is a label?
Right.
You know, well, and doesn't that mean he's more liberal and more open than anybody that.
Right.
Right.
Most. Yeah. You would think.
I would. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the reason why we have that, we have more judgment towards men who are bisexual versus women is because that is a toxic masculinity view, right?
Yeah.
Because they like seeing women together. Men do, a lot of them, a lot of straight, quote unquote, right? They like lesbian, porn, whatever. And it's like, even in TV shows and even in whatever, but it's like, because that can be for the male gaze.
Yeah.
Gaze, G-A-Z-Y. I mean, G-A-Z-E.
Yeah. And I'll say
versus
this.
Like, they're not comfortable with men.
Right.
This is, I'm a man, right? So it's like,
I'm a man.
I want to look at women, but I don't want
And that. Women are beautiful. So, like, I think women, like, are, I see that too. And honestly, it's like, and I love, I, like, love all of I love gay men. I practically am a gay man. Like I love them, but I whenever there's a gay man that looks straight, I'm like that I like that I wish I could have. It's like I'm jealous of that gay guy, you know?
Oh, like you could date that.
Yeah, what do they call that? It's like is it bears? I think I'm a bear lover, right?
A bear. Well, bears, yeah, there's a bears typically are hairy, all like burly and hairy.
Well,
so,
I love burly, you know I do.
Yes, you do.
But I mean, I think that I don't know. I think that yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes, and so I was just sitting within I think a my own stereotype, which I guess we do, honestly,
we all
constantly,
do.
Right? It's constant. And it's like, oh, he's a doctor. This is what I know about doctors.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a, you know, coder. This is what I know about coders. Oh,
right.
He's a
we
blank.
All do
it's
that.
Like, Yeah, actor, comedian. I do it constantly.
Teachers.
We know my feelings on teachers. Like, yeah, it's really interesting that it just goes back to like what you associate with it as opposed to who's actually sitting in front of you.
I know. And that's, you know, we do need, I say we as just a general society, we need labels apparently to be able just to have a quick assessment of who this person is, right? So to them, I'm not saying it's correct, but we have classifications for people. So the, it's funny talking about like the new labels, but I think the more labels there are, the better it is in a sense, because then it's not so black and white. It's not so, you know, because I grew up with the idea that there were gay and straight, right?
Right.
And then bi essentially was a stepping stone. It was like bi was someone who was curious.
Yeah.
And then they'd make the full leap. Like that was my understanding growing up, essentially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I broadened that understanding, obviously, as time went on. But it's still, I still had a generalization when it came to men versus women, right? Because it made more sense to me that women could be bi, like legitimately bi, curious. Right. But men, absolutely not. They have to be. So they're just kidding themselves if they're bi. And I feel like that is, unfortunately, quite the general, like the generalization of it.
I think it is, which is why I think that when I think a guy is bi, I'm going to be going out with a guy who seems gay.
Right. When in fact it's not.
Right. That
at all.
Right. It's interesting. I don't know. You know, it's interesting because like I find that a lot of my friends who are women who are bi or even questioning, I think there's a ton of pressure from the gay community to also feel like you're doing enough or like, are you really like all the levels of the, you know, I hear about that and I'm like, that feels rough. Like that feels hard.
Absolutely. I think that, so for those who have listened to our lovely podcast, I know I've talked about it a little bit before where like I have been with women sexually, obviously with men sexually as well. I have barely dated a woman once years ago, but it wasn't like, you know, it was kind of like we were hooking up, but also kind of going on dates, whatever.
Okay.
But I haven't really, like, I've never, it's funny because I've always been like, well, never say never. You know, like I've never said no, but I also have not identified as bi.
Right.
You know? And also, I think I was so nervous about that label because of growing up. It was just like, oh, it's a stepping stone.
It's a stepping stone.
Right?
Stone.
So I was like, but no, I am still very much attracted to men. Like,
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm attracted to very few men and very few women.
That's the truth.
I still am very selective.
Yeah.
So it's like the few that come through. But like growing up, I was, people who went to summer camp with me will remember, like I was obsessed with these like girls, this young, when I was a girl as well. Like one summer I was obsessed with Bess, was her name. And I was like fully in love with her, but I couldn't articulate that. Like I didn't, I just wanted to be near her. Any attention. She was a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
But like I made a scrapbook, like
my
step for my summer. And then it was like the last couple pages were devoted to Bess. You know, I was like obsessed. Oh. And then like another summer I was obsessed with Abby. People who
now,
know.
Now, always, people who know will know, which is not, I don't think, too many. Just your camp friends?
Just my camp friends, but it,
okay, shout out to Claire's camp friends.
Thank you
but
so much.
I think that, like, sometimes I haven't understood, like, I would be obsessed with girls that I wanted to be.
Yeah, and that's also the case. But I think that this was a little bit different. And
yeah,
I
want to be inside her type thing.
I don't think I really understood that then either.
It was I love her. I guess like I just like want. I don't get.
A desperate, like, it was a crush. It was a full on crush. It's like when you like a guy, you want him to pay attention to you. When you want to, it's the same kind of thing. It was like, I want to be with that person. Like, I really like. Now, Abby is gay.
Oh.
I don't think
Abby.
She was out.
Shout out to Abby.
I don't think she was out at the time. Maybe she was, just maybe not too. I think she was like dealing with that. Because, I mean, we grew up together. All of us were like figuring it out.
Okay.
But anywho, so I've had like girl crushes or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but again, I've never searched when I'm looking at dating and stuff. Like, I have not historically been dating women necessarily. But again, I've always been like, if I meet someone, I meet, you know, like, I'm not
opposed to it. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's like, I think, again, that label scared me so much.
It's scary,
to be like, I'm bi. I think I'm also, as we know, I'm not a relationship dating person anyway. I mean,
yeah.
Look, I mean, I was celibate for years because I was so afraid of any sort of love and affection. So it's like, it's not as though I've had a very involved, you know, like I've just avoided any sort of relationship for years and years and years. So so now it's like I'm just kind of revisiting that, and I've added on my Hinge, it's both, like I mentioned, I think last week, like there was a woman that I connected with you know, whatever. So like I'm bi, I put air quotes up bi on Hinge, and I think I indicated heteroflexible on Field, but but I think I can fully shift that to buy now. I think I feel, but heteroflexible means that the majority of your sexual relationships are hetero, but then
I think
you
that,
have the occasional with other.
Oh, the way I thought I understood it was like, if it's a group thing, they're flexible of who's there. I don't know.
It's often used with threesomes.
Right.
Right. But it also can be just, it can't, it's mainly meaning that you're, the majority of time you're hetero.
Right.
And then, but you're not opposed to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's often used in Switch or whatever with threesomes and things. But nonetheless, again, labels, you know? Who knows?
I know. And I believe that Field says you're only allowed to change your, like, the sexual orientation, like, a limited amount of times.
That's interesting.
I thought that was interesting, too, because I changed mine to let one of my friends look at the women that were on it. And then I changed it back, and it told me something about, like, you only get like blank more switches. And I was like, oh my God, what? I can't. I thought that was a little crazy that, you know, technically speaking, I couldn't change my orientation whenever the fuck I want to.
No, that is interesting. I wonder the reasoning behind that. I wonder if it's for the very,
someone
using your profile or whatever.
Oh,
I think it, I wonder if it's trying to prevent from that.
Okay, maybe if that's true, then that's fine.
Yeah,
but I guess I don't like the idea that I couldn't.
It's such an inclusive. Well, that's why it gives you some, I guess. But maybe if you're switching back and forth frequently, then that would be.
I only did it one time.
Right. But that's why they're saying you only have a limited number or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
I found it. I just never knew that there was like.
Yeah.
Would never think that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I change my age requirements and I wouldn't think like, hey, that's it. After a few, I'd be like, well, right now I'm willing to date a 25-year-old. And in a few months, I will not be so willing.
I'll come to my senses. Okay.
You know? So just let me Hinge. Why don't you back the fuck off?
Back
and let me just ride this wave right now. I'm obviously not doing well.
Right.
Let
me have
this.
Yeah. So anyhow. Yeah. So I guess, and I, I had a conversation not too long ago with a friend of ours who identifies as queer.
Yeah.
And that's another term that can be, I mean, there's a lot of terms that can be used, you know, that's again, we've got more labels and more terms and whatever, which in fact, I did bring up a list that I thought we could go through real quick, but going back to the conversation that I had with our mutual friend, she was talking about how she identifies as queer. And I was telling her how, like, I don't know if I feel comfortable saying that I'm bi because, again, of my preconceived.
I know. It's so crazy.
Right? Isn't it interesting? And a really interesting moment is back a couple years ago. And I started talking to you a little bit about this a few years ago of just
what,
like, okay,
I
think you said, get out of here. I don't want to say your face. No. But it was interesting because I had a conversation with Dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Years ago. So that's where our conversation started, because I think my dad, poor thing, is just so fucking stressed that I'm alone forever. Right. You know, so he wants me to find love, and he wants it to be like, he made it clear a few years ago. He was like, I don't care who it is. Like, he wanted to make sure that I knew he was open and supportive for whoever, whatever gender, whatever, you know.
And my parents did that too.
Right?
More as, is this what the issue is?
Right. Well, and I think that's what he was saying too. Like,
if I'm afraid to say
anything or whatever, if I'm hiding
something
from him.
Just tell us.
Just let us know.
Yeah.
No, it is not. It's not that simple. No. But also because of historically, I don't think I've gone too much in detail about my sister. But she was a lesbian.
Right.
I think that's how she identified. But she got into a really toxic relationship and went bonkers, and then she died. And so I think he really wants to make sure that, like, because of that, like, let's put that, that's separate, right? Like, he wanted to make sure
that's totally separate, because you can get in a toxic relationship with any gender. That's the joy of that. But
So I think that he wanted to make that clear, you know, because I've never questioned that he wouldn't accept, but.
Right.
But also, I don't know, you know, so from that, I was like, okay, but I couldn't even say to him that I'm bi, because again, I was still having a difficult time with that word. And also with queer, I feel like queer is, while that's been a word we've all used for years, it was a derogatory term for years.
Right.
And so now it's like the ownership of it is back, which is lovely. But, it's like, I don't know. I've never really felt part of the LGBT. And going back to, like,
labels.
There's also, are you enough for this?
Right.
Like, are
I
you? And that's
know.
What I'm like, but I'm not. But I am.
You are. And
you
the
know?
Problem
like-
is, the problem is, it's like, it's how do you identify?
Right.
And that's all you have to prove. And there is nothing you have to prove. It's just how do you identify? But I think that's what I think is problematic. But I understand. But then, you can. It's funny because you can feel imposter syndrome. You know, like,
for sure,
which just breaks my heart for people who are trying to figure out, you know.
Well, yeah. And I think the issue that I have had beyond just the preconceived judgment of these different labels is that I don't want to label. Right. I don't want to, I guess, because I don't feel anything too strong. Right. So I'm just like, I don't know. We'll see. But the problem is, especially on dating apps, especially, like, you have to put in some sort of.
You know what I'm just going to say, because I'm just going
to
say it, because it feel I'm like feeling inauthentic right now.
OK.
And it's because I the truth of the matter is, like, Mr. Bagel was who I was talking about.
Okay.
That's the truth of the matter. Okay. Because I was trying to present it as a different situation, because I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to You know, and when I was first seeing him back then, yeah, and it came up and I obviously talked to you, I was too in my head about it to even talk about it on the podcast because I was like, I don't fucking know what the fuck I'm doing. But the truth is, it feels inauthentic for me to sit here and say that now. But that's the truth, is that the person I'm referring to isn't a current person I'm seeing. It is Mr. Bagel. And I found out on the second date this, and he was, until we were toxic in a different way. He was really great. And it was something that I grew a lot from and learned a lot from, because a lot of my preconceived conceptions were completely changed. And I think it's interesting that I decided not to say that at the beginning. And as I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm confused why I'm not just being honest.
Yeah. No, I love that, because I think that you were nervous also when you found out, and you know, it was because
I was I really was
because it almost felt like, oh, I wouldn't want to say that. I wouldn't want to share that about him.
I think
also,
I didn't want that to be his defining feature. Like normally when I have a date with a guy, it's like, you know, Mr. Bagel. It's like Mr. Bagel, right?
He gets a name.
He gets Mr. Bagel. And what I would never want him to be is like Mr. Bisexual, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want that to be, because our date, like the date was great. And that
doesn't matter.
Just a small part of it. So I kept telling myself, I just want to see like who he is as a, you know, as a person. And then it just never came up. Like then we had way bigger fish to fry.
Absolutely.
But the truth of the matter is that's who I'm talking about. And so I don't want to feel like next week, whatever. It's like that's who it was. The relationship has already ended.
Yeah.
For reasons that are not because of what I said, but That's who it was. But he really did teach me a lot about that. That in the sense of like, I didn't realize how many stereotypes I still carried.
Absolutely.
And how much seeing the person in front of you. And by the way, the fact I couldn't share it like then, or that, you know, it just never felt, it just wasn't a part of who he was to me. It just like didn't matter. But
were you also hiding it?
Now, I was living with my parents at the time.
Well, the truth of the matter
is that would have been something that in my head, I would hope would never be their business. But if he wanted to, you know, be open and tell them.
Yeah.
I would probably have to have a conversation. I don't know. I don't know how my parents would handle that.
I wouldn't even think about it.
And if I love the person, I'll take the bullets. My parents love to fire. So anyway.
I'm not even thinking of hiding it from your parents. I'm saying hiding it from not talking about it on here, right? Like, because it was still figuring out, like, what that meant. When, in fact, it was like, actually, doesn't matter. I forgot about it.
I literally did forget about it.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then also, it just didn't. It was never something that really mattered to me.
No.
It would feel like, I don't even know, but, and then, you know, I had some really eye-opening conversations with people in my life at the time, like, that, you know, I just didn't realize how much of a stereotype that was for me.
So
that's who it was, and that's why.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that, too.
There's no reason. I understand, like, we also try to have, you know, we share about the other people, whatever, we want to make sure
I just think,
discretion.
But Mr. Bagel's already incognito and we don't know who he is. And also, it never mattered then.
No.
It doesn't matter now, but it very much is.
It shined
the light. That was old Jesse. Yeah, that was old Jesse. And old Jesse for a second was just startled, taken aback, if you will.
But however, Jesse, right? It's still, if that's the first time you're faced with that,
right,
that question, it's going to just make you just the first time you're in a situation that challenges what you previously had in your brain, right? Like, it's like, hold up. But you didn't run away. You didn't judge. You didn't, you were just started thinking about, like, wait, why am I thinking this way? Or why am I, you know,
Right.
Having to question that. But then it didn't affect the relationship or your dynamic with him at all.
Totally.
Yeah. Listen, if anything has, I think, helped the sexual revolution of 2021, it's COVID. Because I think a lot of us are like, who fucking,
I know.
Like, I'm attracted to this person. I'm attracted to that person. Like, it doesn't right. fucking matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do feel like there have been a lot of women that
100%.
We both know and yes. more that have coming out. And I didn't talk about it too much before, so I can, I guess, include myself in it.
It's and just
I don't have time to pretend or to hide or to whatever. It's like, no.
To even worry about it.
To even like, worry about it.
I'm not even going to worry about it. Yeah. You know? And that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because what are we worrying about?
What are we worrying about?
I mean, it's like, I don't even know.
You were about to say something.
I know. I was going to say something, but I don't know what I was really going to say than like... I don't know.
I think for me, I also had a bit of a... In talking more about it on the podcast, I was like, yeah. I feel as though it should be a bigger deal to just be able to say I am bi.
Yeah.
But then it's not. It's not a big deal to me.
I think for everybody it should. I mean, okay, yeah. Obviously, if it's for some people. But I guess the world that I want, it wouldn't be a big deal, right? It would be
absolutely.
Like, I don't eat chicken.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, these are my preferences.
Right, exactly.
Of these things. Like, right. And then that's it. And then also, a part of me feels like it hurts sometimes that I just feel so straight, as much as I like, I keep wanting to be like, I'm open. Like, right. I could be open, but I just don't think that.
Would you want to have a threesome?
And that's, well, I don't believe in threesomes.
Well, you don't believe in them.
Oh, I don't. This is the thing. I have ADD, and I do well when I pay attention to one thing at a time.
Or honestly, ADD, it might be good, because then you're beep bopping around. You know what I mean?
See, I guess my favorite part about like sex is when I'm not doing anything and I'm just enjoying.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right. Like, I don't like 69. I don't like 69ing, because I'm like, tell you what. I'll do stuff and then you do stuff, and then like
it's hard
it helps.
To fully enjoy.
Yeah, three people stresses me out.
Yeah,
and for me, a threesome, the only thing I can think of is I'd be like, that girl is prettier than me.
Yeah, we can't have that. We can't have
or
that.
Or just like I'd be stressed out about that.
Yeah, I feel like that's old, Jesse. I feel like you'd be less like that now, but nonetheless, yeah. We all still have fucking insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that is.
Issues.
I don't know. I've never wanted a threesome with anybody, with any group of people.
Any group of people.
I think I am like, I like to just.
That's fine.
Stay focused. But
that's
I
fine.
So.
Yeah, I think it's also.
I think I could make out with a girl. I could make out with anybody.
You can make out with anyone.
I'll say that confidently.
No, there's no doubt. Some of the best kisses I've ever had are with women.
I believe it.
Also, one of the worst kisses was with a woman.
Listen, so the thing is,
everyone's
that's the thing.
A little different.
Yeah, everyone's different. Everyone, because, yeah. But yeah, it would be like but I do think that some of the things that I'm really attracted to are just male, tend to be.
Yeah. Well, you just said you like a bear.
That's the problem. Yeah.
So
it's like, I love a massive bear I can
that's
climb.
Specific, you know
it
what
is,
I mean?
It's very specific. It's a specific type of thing that I
right?
personally like.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, we went through a couple of weeks ago. We went. We were talking about our types.
Yeah.
Right. And you were like, I don't know your type. And we
I now
went
know.
Through. We were looking at men specifically because I don't have. I mean, my interest is broad, but we're like, let's just look at the men right now,
right.
because that does seem to be more clear to me.
I get your type now.
You get
it's
my type.
A lot, it's mostly, if it's a baldy with a beard, we're in the clear.
We're in.
We're in the clear.
I make fun of you with beards, but I do typically fall.
I know. Beards. Turns out we all.
I
have
like
a, beard.
A shaved head and a beard.
I know you do.
Again, and typically not white. So
yes, exactly.
That's yeah.
You and love yeah. So I now know more your type for men. I don't necessarily know
for women. I know. I am broader on that too. I don't know. I don't have a specific type, I don't think. I'm typically not something that I have realized. I don't love a ton of hair, which is very funny. So like super long or big hair, I'm like gaga.
You like a that. Short hair.
I typically do.
Okay. Well, typically. That makes I can get behind that. Short hair, good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. It varies. It varies. I am more attracted to taller women as well.
What?
Can you believe?
What? I feel like don't do that to yourself.
Well, taller. I'm not going to say as tall.
Okay,
but like,
great.
I can't with a 5 foot. You know what I mean?
Could?
Like,
who
even
could?
A 5'5", I'm like, ooh, that's small.
Thank you.
But like, you know what I mean? Like 5'8", 5'9". We're getting 5'9", 5'10".
Now we're talking. Now we're
talking.
I like that.
Because
like
again,
that.
It's that kind of equal.
It's being equals.
It's being equal. Thank you for knowing that. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I think the other thing
tall.
About talking about it more extensively on the podcast is I was like, should I be like making some sort of like, should I tell other friends or whatever? And it's like, no, I don't. Also, my close
make
friends,
like a proclamation. No, you
making
don't have
like a proclamation.
To make a proclamation.
Exactly. Because I was like, I think, you know, first of all, my close friends know my history.
Well, yeah, right.
So
you
just
can
now
if
that
you'd
I'm,
like to. It's just like, that's the type of thing, too, that is completely up to the person, right?
Right.
Your sexuality is, again, just for you and your partner or partners.
Whatever.
And that's it. And unless you'd like to share it, and then it's for everybody. It's just completely up to you, but you don't need to do that in order to
doesn't
feel,
have to be.
No, exactly.
No. I did mention to a couple dear friends when we were down in Austin.
Yeah.
One of the evenings that I had plenty to drink.
No,
but that didn't matter. But we were just gabbing. I was like, oh, by the way, I'm dating women now, too. And
yeah.
They're like, I love it. And then we just like moved on. You know, it's like,
yeah,
no big deal. But anyhow, so that's where I am. That's where.
Did you set up a date with that woman?
No, not yet. She hasn't. Well, here's the thing. I also am not good on the apps at all right now. You know it.
I do know it.
You
and
know
I know that.
It.
I know. I just started talking to a guy on Hinge who I'm like, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, excuse me.
He's unfortunately my type.
Unfortunately, he is.
He is, but unfortunately my type.
Let me tell you this. So if you recall a few years ago, I had a major crush on my surgeon.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yes. I talked about it on here, I think, a little bit.
Yeah,
she was. She's there's something like we just kind of clicked.
Flirty energy.
There was a little flirty energy, but not in an uncomfortable way. Like
not in an unprofessional way. You were her client after all.
Absolutely. Like it was all very much professional. But then there was like just a little something at, you know, when you meet someone, you're like, we click.
Yeah.
And even it was like when I went for my follow up and my like, oh, I'm all done. She was like, well, and we kind of both just sat there and it was like,
when am I going to see you again?
Yeah. It was like,
oh,
well, okay. It's been fun. You know, like kind of a strange whatever. And I really thought about her so much for a long time.
Oh, my God.
And I found her on Instagram. I didn't start following her, but I found her on Instagram and I was like, I was like, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Fast forward. I got a letter from the hospital that was like, hey, this doctor is leaving the practice. We just want to let you know because you've been a patient, whatever. And I was like,
what a perfect reason to reach
what
out.
What a perfect reason. I was like, it's almost like a reminder, like, hey, she's out there. And I'm like, I haven't done it yet, but I'm like.
Oh, you haven't.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm like, I think I may.
Do it.
I may try to, she is a private Instagram, so I may like follow her, request to follow, and then see, first of all, if she has any indication that she's in a relationship.
That's the other thing.
And then if she's doesn't appear to be on social media, you know, on in a relationship on social, then I may reach out. But
you could even, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because truly, there was just
if
such a connection.
Thinking about, girl, there was a connection.
And I thought maybe for a little bit, it's just because she was a surgeon and took the, you know, like,
right,
healed me in a way.
She,
you know,
healed. What's that called? Like the rescuer syndrome or something?
Yeah, something like that. But I don't know if that was fully it. You know, like there was a little bit more. And I felt like she was.
I had a friend. I have a friend who's a physical therapist who would tell me all the time about the amount of patients that like hit on her.
Well, it's like a transference a little bit. It's like you're taking care of me.
It's very motherly, right?
Very. Yes, indeed.
And everybody wants to fuck their mother. So no, but exactly. She would tell me about it all the time. And I'd be like, do I need to become a physical therapist? Because I'll be a whore.
No, you will not want to hook up with all of
them.
I'm
kidding. I would be the most type A. Like, don't touch that.
I know. Exactly.
But maybe I wouldn't now. I would show a little cleave. I'd make it hard for
you
them.
You would. Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be tricky. Be like, she's, you know, putting her boobs in my face.
Yeah. And I'd be like, my breasts.
They're part of your healing.
That's
thank
right.
you.
This might hurt, so just stare at my tits.
Stare at my breasts.
There you go. Nice and
that.
Easy.
Absolutely.
That's the type of doctor I would be.
I think that's so sweet.
I know.
That's
I give
like
and
a
I give
giver.
And I give.
It's a giver. Okay, well, I want to go through a few of these because I know that like some of these labels, I know that again, talking about.
Oh, good. We're going to do a label lesson?
I think so. I think let's go through a little bit.
It's a label lesson.
That's going to be an ongoing theme.
Thank you. It really will be.
So this was, I pulled this up. I mean, there are so many different locations that you can find like breakdowns, but I found one that I thought was pretty inclusive on Healthline. I'll link to it obviously in our description, but it's 46 terms, which will, we will speed through some of them that describe sexual attraction, behavior, and orientation. And so much of the reasoning is to just become more familiar with, you know, that they're
teach
out
us,
there.
Claire. Teach
make,
us.
Make it normal, right? It's the same with like,
it? Right.
Normalize it, like also with the pronouns that a lot, right. Like I make sure to always just to make it normal, like it's not a big deal. So,
right.
However you want to be.
What's your preference?
What's your preference? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So we'll start out. Now, one thing I want to point out is that almost all terms that have sexual in the second half, there is another term that has romantic. So they're really separating. That's becoming more of an understanding now, is a separation between being sexually attracted and being romantically attracted to people. Like,
what's the difference between that?
Like
you're saying, just wanting to like have sex with someone and not like
forming a connection. Right.
Okay. I guess
that's the
difference.
Answer.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Because there are some people.
Because
there is that question, right, of like, oh, I maybe just want to have sex with men, but I don't want a romantic partnership with them.
Okay.
You know, like it
yes.
could be
yes.
that. I don't know if I don't believe that's the case for me, but that's an example of what it could be. Right.
Okay.
So we'll start with asexual.
Okay. Right.
Let's start.
Tippy
Let's top of the alphabet.
The
okay.
Take us there.
So asexual is the orientation includes individuals who don't experience sexual attraction to others of any gender.
Right.
Right. And then aromantic is people who do not experience or little to no romantic attraction, regardless of gender.
Okay.
So I sometimes wonder if that's me.
If you're aromantic?
Aromantic, yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm like, yeah, I can be physical, but I don't, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like I almost always, I guess that's not true, but Normally, romantic. I have trouble not like picturing a few
happily
months down
after.
The line. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's hard for me to be like, just be present in the moment. Stop seeing him on the swing set. Okay.
Yeah. We don't need that.
We don't need that. Okay.
Okay. So allosexual, A-L-L-O, sexual. Okay. It's a word, a category describing those who experience sexual attraction.
Okay.
So that is essentially, it's allo and asexual, right?
Okay.
So allosexual is like anyone that experiences it. And then within, there's like the different type, like bi or hetero or what, straight or whatever.
Oh, so we're all allosexual.
So we're allosexual if you have any sort of sexual attraction for
another. Oh, so
you're
either asexual or allosexual.
Correct.
Understood. And then there are categories within.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Androsexual is a term that's used to communicate sexual romantic attraction to men or males. I think often I've thought of andro as going along with androgynous.
Oh.
Right? So it doesn't have like a clear...
You said communicates?
The term is used to communicate.
Oh.
So
oh,
it's used... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So it's just attraction for more of the... men, male, or masculine, depending on the anatomy
okay,
or whoever,
okay,
just more
okay.
of the masculine. Auto-sexual or auto-romantic is a person who is sexually attracted to themselves. Now, this is something that I have been curious about. And then auto-romantic is one who has romantic desires for themselves. So I've read up on this a little bit because I'm very interested. It doesn't have anything to do with narcissism.
Okay.
Which I think is confusing sometimes because you
fear,
think like,
if you will.
Right. But I think so narcissism is more about their relationship with others. Like it's like their ideas versus someone else's, or like it has so much more to do with the outside,
okay.
where the autosexual has more to do with just like the visual. And it's like, just because you masturbate doesn't mean you're autosexual. You know, it's like, there's something about like the imagery of yourself. And there's also, I find that sometimes that helps me.
Uh-huh.
Like if I am getting turned on, like I'll picture myself in the act.
Right.
Like I don't mind a mirror.
Absolutely.
I don't mind a whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Because there's more.
Sometimes I definitely think I'm the hottest one in the room.
Exactly. Exactly. But it doesn't mean that you're a narcissist if you get attracted to the image of yourself. I think I get turned on with the idea of myself being pleasured, which then mm-hmm. therefore is
well
like
that's a powerful
myself.
Image. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're
it
welcome.
Is. It really is. Okay, so bicurious is just as it's someone who's questioning or exploring
right.
bisexuality. Bisexual, obviously we've talked about that with it's either sexual, romantic, or emotional attractions to people
okay.
of more than one gender. A biromantic, obviously the same. So they talk about like what closeted and coming out, but I think that's pretty common
yeah.
vernacular. I believe you say it, cupiosexual or cupiosexual.
Okay.
It describes an asexual person who they don't experience sexual attraction, but still have the desire to engage in sexual behavior.
Okay.
So they want to have sex, but they're not necessarily attracted to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. One I wasn't familiar with.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So a demisexual.
I've heard this.
Yes. It describes individuals who experience sexual attraction only under specific circumstances, such as after building a romantic or emotional relationship with a person.
Absolutely.
Which makes sense, right? It's like you don't have that initial like, we talked about this, I want to say last week or a couple of weeks ago, you were like, I don't know if I have the attraction until I get to know them. Right?
Yeah, it's like that's where I feel like I'm one of two people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are certain people I see that I'm like, I would not, just I don't need to say a word.
Yeah. Keep the mouth
I don't
shut.
Need you to even say a word. My panties are wet and they're dropping.
We're going.
There are people like that. There yeah. are people that it's like, they can grow on me,
absolutely.
You know, and then there are people that, you know, after like an hour of talking, I say, I actually do want your tongue down my throat.
Turns out.
So I guess I think that that's the problem is that I know that people can grow on me, but I also fully know there are people that I am attracted to without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
In
that case, it's not because I feel like if you identify as demisexual, then it's like it's pretty standard that you need to build a relationship with someone before any attraction can happen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually really like beautiful when you think about it.
Absolutely.
It's people who must be just very, you know, patient is what I would think. But I that's not the case for me because I can also sleep with people that I'm like. I don't necessarily even like that much.
Yeah. I would not classify if I was to put you in a box, I would not say it's demisexual. But that is
I did think that for a little bit though.
Yeah.
And that was just me wanting to be romantic.
Right. But I think that also had to do with the dare I say issues with
sexuality in your body.
Right.
Yeah, I was very stuck and blocked in certain ways. Yeah. With my own freedom of my own body.
Yeah.
That's fun. Thank you.
Demi-romantic, the same thing. Sure. Okay. Fluid. I think we're all generally familiar. It's just some, like, your sexual attraction and behavior can change over time, depending on the situation. Gay, we're familiar with. I would say.
Then I'm sure there are labels under that.
So there are labels under that. But it also, it says some gay identifying women prefer the term lesbian. So it has kind of become more of a
male.
You typically hear gay is used for more men and lesbian for women,
correct.
Even though it's still just the same or similar gender. Okay. So then gray. Sexual is a term used to acknowledge the gray area on the sexuality spectrum.
Oh,
for people
I'm a gray
who don't,
sexual.
For people who don't explicitly or exclusively identify as asexual or aromantic. So it's kind of like.
Oh, well, that's like their.
It's in the gray area of like, okay. I'm not fully asexual, but kind of, but yeah.
I love that term, gray sexual.
Right. And of course, gray romantic as well.
Of course.
I want to say gyne sexual.
Me too. Gyne sexual.
Because I think that's how you say it, because it's a term used to communicate sexual romantic attraction to women. So it's the pairing with androsexual, right? Because that was more towards the masculine and male.
Okay.
And this is more for the feminine. I'm saying gyne because it. Like gynecology.
I hear you. I see.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously, heterosexual, we get commonly described as straight. Homosexual, and this is interesting, homosexual is now considered an outdated term.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
So it's an outdated term rooted in the fields of medicine and psychology that refers to individuals who experience sexual romantic of the same gender.
So you shouldn't say heterosexual either, then, is my thought.
It's not as considered. I think that the difference is that homosexual used to be all encompassing, right?
As okay.
Gay, lesbian, asexual, or you know, like
right.
It was just like anyone that wasn't hetero was considered homo, right?
Okay.
So that has become outdated because we do have more labels. Right?
We got labels.
Typically not. So it's like either identify it, they are a queer person, they are a lesbian, they're, you know, however they identify that they have shared. Lesbian, we know. Okay. The LGBTQIA+. people make fun of how those letters change and how we have a lot of them or whatever. But the acronym itself is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, and asexual. So intersex is when your genitalia isn't, I don't want to say, it's not easily classified as male or female. So sometimes children are born with, like half and half or what, you know, like maybe a clitoris that's more enlarged with no vaginal opening. It's like, you know, it has more to do with the
anatomy.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Libidoist asexual.
Okay.
Look at this. A term used to describe an asexual person who experiences sexual feelings that are satisfied through self-stimulation or masturbation. So that maybe that someone that just
prefers
can do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Monosexual is a broad sexual orientation category that includes people who experience romantic sexual attraction to people of one sex or gender. So like hetero, gay, or lesbian, right?
Right. Duh.
And then non-libidoist asexual is someone who doesn't experience any sexual feelings or have any active sex drive. Okay. Omnisexual is similar to pansexual, which that's next on the alphabet. Sexuality isn't limited to people of a particular gender, sex, or sexual orientation. So, and pansexual is also with romantic, right? So it's like sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction. It isn't limited. So pansexual, as opposed to being bi, is because bi is sometimes considered like male or female, and pansexual could be trans.
It's more
all encompassing.
Okay.
And same with, of course, panromantic, polysexual. Attraction to people with varying genders. So again, that's kind of an overall. A lot of these are kind of under each other. Right. That's what she said. Kidding. Yeah. Homosexual, a term used to refer to those who reject sexuality labels or don't identify with any of them. So there we go.
A label for the labelist.
A label for the labelist. Thank you.
It feels like that's against everything they believe in.
You would think, but
I actually would.
We got to put a label on it, you know?
Oy, oy, oy.
So queer is an umbrella term.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that describes individuals who aren't exclusively heterosexual. So really anyone can identify as queer. And I feel like, again, like I said before, there's a reclaiming of that, which is, I think, exciting, because that was always used as such a derogatory term, like how queer or whatever. Questioning, we get that. Romantic attraction. So this is going back to the question that you had before, like the difference between the two. The experience of having an emotional response that results in the desire for a romantic but not necessarily sexual relationship or interaction with another person. That doesn't describe it any more than what we've said, but nonetheless, that's what they're saying. Sapiosexual. We're nearing the end. No stress.
Okay, great.
Sapio, I think we've talked about, which is more of attraction to intelligence rather than sex.
And that's just me. I'm not gonna say it. I find that people that put sapiosexual on like dating apps are
trying to be fancier than they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's just me being negative towards them. So sorry about that.
Well,
I'm sure there are some people that are. You hang around a good spelling bee, sapiosexuals, honey.
Watch out. Indeed. There's sex averse, which is those who are asexual. Sex favorable. Thank you. On the spectrum of asexuality, sex favorable is viewed as the opposite of sex repulsed.
Oh my God.
And describes those who are asexual in certain situations that can favorable or positive feelings towards sex. So within,
like sex?
So asexuality, there is sex favorable and sex repulsed, which we're getting to.
Like some of them will have sex.
Or like they don't think it's a bad thing. They just don't feel it.
Right.
And then there's repulsed, which like the very idea is repulsive.
Okay. Okay. Right? All right.
Sex indifferent, kind of self-explanatory, sex repulsed, as we said. Scoliosexual, people who are attracted to non-cisgender, non-binary, genderqueer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Specifically that. Spectrasexual, multiple or varied sexes, gendered. It's just getting, you know, broader. And then the last one they have on here is straight.
How right? humiliating.
It's so humiliating. Yeah. Straight. But also, something to know is like straight can be used for people who identify as cisgender as well as transgender can be straight.
Okay.
It doesn't have to just be cisgender, which I think is, I think I probably thought that before. I don't know. But anyhow, so that's a lot of information.
That was a lot of information.
I told you that there's a lot of labels.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of labels.
But I think the key, I kind of.
But if people like it.
I think it just gives you more opportunity to find something that you're comfortable with versus.
Find people like you, right?
Right? Yeah. I think like I wouldn't say, and now we know that this term is a little outdated, but the whole purpose of this is to not just have homosexual, right? So right. It's like, I wouldn't consider myself homosexual. Because I don't like that term. I'm just like, no, but okay. Yet I'm bi. You know what I mean? So it's like just giving more opportunity for those that have been voiceless.
Did that make you want to change your labels?
I still think I'm just, actually, it's a good question. I have not necessarily had, to my knowledge, I have not had an attraction to someone who is trans. But so it's like, I don't know if I'm bi or pansexual, which is just right. like whoever. Right. I'd like to think that I'm pansexual in the sense of like, I don't really care what,
right.
you know, like what's going on.
As long as they're over 6 foot and hot. Claire's
honestly,
open.
I'm open. It's like I'm a lover of all that
absolutely.
Are over 6 foot and high.
You really are.
And that's the thing to remember. You know, it's
I
like
do.
There's
yeah.
always that one, two qualifiers.
Absolutely.
But in
once
terms
you pass
of,
those, honey, you're in.
You're in. You're
you really
in.
Are.
So anyhow. Okay. So that's a little bit of a sex education
I love
edition,
that.
But also like I'm happy to share that with everyone. I don't think that it's like brand new information, but just kind of
it's a nice reminder. I feel like there's shame in like sometimes looking at. I mean, half the time I forget, and luckily,
yeah,
I'm dyslexic and comfortable with that. So yeah. I'm just like I simply can't remember sometimes half of them. But
happy to share, like my. Story, right? I think I'm getting more used to, I'm trying to be more comfortable and get more used to saying that I am bisexual and
absolutely
possibly biromantic. I assume biromantic, I'm just not romantic in general, so
right.
That's a problem.
And I think it's important to remember that when we do whatever this we call this, it's like that isn't an I'm this and the end. It's like we're constantly evolving. So
absolutely.
I think it's very much this is where I am right now. And this is how I feel right now. Just so you never close the door and you know.
But also, yeah, just that it's...
So I'm very happy about your journey and where you feel that you are.
Thank you so
now.
Very much. And I know last week was Bi Visibility Week, so I am a little late to the party, but we're not surprised by that.
Love to make an entrance.
You know I do. I do. I will share this because I am being... vulnerable. I'm still doing my magic class, which, by the way, I'm obsessed with. I love it so very much. And this past week we had we were doing an exercise with our intention and just kind of working through stuff and letting it go where it goes and, you know, where the brain. And I started weeping and I said to myself, I am bi and I am ready for love. Can you believe?
No.
That came out of my subconscious. And I said, girl, look at you. Wow. Growth.
Look at you.
I know. I mean, we'll still
see. You out there. Yeah, I'm like,
we'll still see if that is true, that I am actually ready for love.
How's Miss Ready for Love doing?
I'll say she is loving her TV. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. She's loving
games on her phone. She's loving checking out fully. But
same.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Well, good.
Love that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For being you.
Oh, thank you for being you. No. Hopefully I'll try to go on a date this week. Who knows? There's that one guy I'm talking to that if he asked me, I wouldn't say no.
Hey, that's nice.
That's really nice.
Maybe I'll get back on. I need to get back on and start chatting with people again.
Yeah, chat. There's a guy I've been talking to on Field.
Hello, you're back.
We're texting. It's like he's had my number for a while. We just keep texting. And yesterday, sometimes I just text people who text me because I'm like, oh, it's nice to check back in.
Yeah. I don't understand that because I can't text with anyone besides you when it's like, okay, what's our, are we calling? Are we doing that? You know,
right.
It's like, ask 610. He knows.
He does know. But he was saying that. We were talking about Italy, and then he was saying, like, his ex had a place.
What?
And I literally was like, I think we're at different places in our life. I was like, your ex had a place in Italy? I think we're at different places.
I don't, that's, I mean, why'd you break up? You know?
It was cute. Yeah, it was cute.
Very cute. I love it. Okay. Well, maybe we'll have some different updates for next week.
I feel
some
like we
in-persons, if you will.
Thank you.
I love it. All right. Well, until then,
the
question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it doesn't need a label.
There we go.
Or maybe love is the only label we need.
Wow.
I said it.
She said it. Dropping the
really
knowledge.
Do.
I'm gonna order it.
Dropping the mic. Dropping the knowledge.
Watch out! Please be careful with your mic.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.